And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Every morning. Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien in the studio a little later on. The Funny Bone this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Nick's and our buddy Austin are doing a show together Saturday night, right?
Yeah, Saturday, just outside of Logan, Iowa. We're going to be at my buddy Randy's field. I've got links at nicksallens.com and on social media.
And Warren and O'Brien are doing the all ages show on Sunday afternoon.
Sunday, right? Okay.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon at the Bone.
Bring the kids. Great. My kids had a lot of fun at those, and my nephews. I definitely recommend those shows.
We took my daughter 1 year. She had a good time.
This is
send
scary
them with
here.
A joke.
Yeah.
So at the end, they let a kid get up. They let kids just like line up and get up and tell jokes on like a joke on stage.
Yeah, he said a couple of people have done dirty jokes, too, some of the kids.
Yeah, it could go rogue.
We'll ask him when he gets here about that.
Years ago, Tyler and I used to do that.
Kids shows,
we'd
right?
We'd bring kids in to...
They're your kids.
Oh, we did.
Finish up the show.
We did. No.
Bring your kid to work
that.
Day.
Yeah. Parents stomped that.
Nicholas writes, he's referencing the body count discussion we had the other day. There's a kink.
Oh, women and men together, okay.
There is a kink. It loves women with high body counts. Some dudes like hearing about their partner's past escapades.
How many of them, though?
It's called hot past.
How much time do you got? You
know, I am familiar with that kink. My wife has more experience than I do, and I like it.
When are you reading and when are you opining?
Are you reading or are you just saying it out loud?
Yeah.
Were you reading that part?
Did you just go off script for a minute there?
Wait, which one?
You said I'm familiar with that kink.
Oh, yeah. No, that was off script.
Okay.
Oh,
that's what I thought you went.
I mean, Todd has that.
My wife has more experience than I do.
Todd is a cuck, kind of a cuck or verbal. You want to hear about it, right? Well, sounds like it. You said it out loud, but
it's called hot past.
Yeah. Any hangups I have with my past? This is Nicholas talking now.
Yeah, of course it is.
Versus hers are exclusive to me. Not getting around. Nothing about her. We also talked about people who are each other's only. My wife is friends with a couple she knew since middle school. That couple got together in high school and are each other's entire sexual experiences. My wife and I talk about it occasionally, and we side with you all, which means you collect as many as you can.
Well, the thing is, if you met somebody and you stay together and you're still happy, good for you. But that part, you both got to be thinking a lot about at least one other person.
You would think.
You know?
Yeah, that you would think that's human nature.
Yeah, yeah. Middle school. God, to be met the girl in middle school.
Like that's all, yeah.
That would mean you've never even kissed anybody else.
Could, yeah.
You've only grabbed one pair of boobs.
Maybe, yeah, probably. Unless you were, you know, really getting around in middle school.
What? Yeah.
I mean,
the seventh grade Casanova.
Yeah.
You know? You're racking up by seventh grade.
Yeah.
You're ready to settle down.
Maybe you were already sprouting a stash at 11 and the girls just swooned in middle school.
You got good at unhooking training bras, I guess. Yeah. That didn't stick to the tape, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Whole Reddit thread
for Hot Pass.
Yeah, I get people that actually met, and then there's a lot of people that met in high school, and then they took a break. They broke up for a year or two.
Reconnected later.
Reconnected, and got back together. In the meantime, they probably railed a bunch of other people. So, yeah. Romantic.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I'm always surprised by that because people change. How many people are the same person they were when they were in seventh
grade? Put sex aside, Nick. You're right. Put sex aside. That's a big part. But you're right. People, you're just not the same person.
No, and you shouldn't be.
You know?
You should be different when you're adult than you were when you were in middle school.
Yeah, I'm familiar with a guy. We're not buddies. I don't see him much anymore. We were friends years ago. A guy I went to school with. He married. He was our quarterback, and his girlfriend was the cheerleader. And I played baseball with him, too. A really good guy. And they met in middle school. And I know that they got married right after high school, and they're still together. So I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Jack.
Because people change, man. Yeah. People change, yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they should.
That's like we were talking earlier. Was it last week or this week about getting back together with an ex? You know, if that was what you were together when you're early 20s and you reconnect in your early 40s.
Right, it happens all the time. Yeah.
I can get that.
Yeah.
Because like Nick said, you should change.
I totally get it.
Yeah. You should be a different person at 42 right. than you were at 22.
Yeah. Maybe you're both different and you still like each other.
Yeah.
There was a guy in Topeka a few years ago that donated sperm after seeing an ad on Craigslist that ended up having to pay child support. And apparently he signed a contract relinquishing his parental rights, but the court overruled it because a physician didn't perform the insemination. No. Oh, I got it. He did it himself.
Oh.
The old-fashioned way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he slept with somebody. Right?
Straight to the source.
Yeah.
From the
couple got divorced, the woman got sick and applied for state aid, and they hunted him down. Oh, yeah, you got it. And the problem is, you always want to say, the old joke was, can I do it? Do you want to have a baby? Can we do it the old-fashioned way? You might end up being
maybe
responsible.
This is the argument for getting doctors and you know, officials involved.
Right.
Well, that's a big break of trust on her. So I'm sure she's like, oh, yeah, you don't have anything to do with it. When things get tight.
Oh, no, he said he didn't do it the old-fashioned way either. He just gave the couple a couple batches. It was a lesbian couple.
Oh,
it was a lesbian. He gave him a batch.
Way to check
the up. Lesbian couple got divorced, and he still had to pay.
Now, there wasn't doctors or anybody involved, you know, so I get it, yeah.
Yeah, but does a lesbian couple just show up at the hospital with a cup?
I don't. They might not.
Like we all walked out of the room.
Might have been a DIY situation, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
where nobody got doctors involved until somebody was pregnant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you understand how the concept works.
Maybe it was just outside the room here. This is warm, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Put your finger in there. Yeah.
Turkey baster in a Tupperware jar, you know.
Yeah, that sounds kind of unscientific.
Yeah, but I mean, it could work.
Well, you hear stories about that all the time. Or they save some.
Yeah.
Throw a batch on a license.
Yeah.
Yeah, how long does that stay good for? It can't be long.
No, I don't think so.
You have to freeze it right away?
Yeah, no,
how do you warm it up?
I doubt
it survives the microwave.
I think the lesbians are having sex, and you're outside the room, and you just hand them the cup real quick. Go for it, you know.
Yeah, and even
if
it flies across the room.
I think even if you try to freeze something like that at home, you don't have freezers cold enough to keep it viable.
But this is also disingenuous by these lesbians, because the bottom line is the lesbians, when they broke up, the other girl that leaves, they should pay the child support that way.
Yeah.
This guy should not, you know, this is, you know, for all the, you know, we want to be strong women here. They went back on the guy, and he didn't do dick.
No.
You know?
No, he was trying to do them a solid. And,
plus, he lives in Topeka.
Room temperature or body temperature environment, sperm are unlikely to survive more than an hour outside the body. Depending upon the humidity
of your
So it has
nuts.
To be frozen. If you freeze your own sperm, you've got to be careful that it's like not next to the box of toaster strudels.
All because strudels
That's not
come
a
with
frosting
that little,
pack.
They come with
yeah,
that little
frosting
thing on top of
yeah.
A packet of frosting.
Yeah, you might want to
put breakfast taste weird to you today?
Maybe put a lid on it or something.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mark it with an S.
Who left the strudel icing
S stands
in the freezer?
Too.
Nobody. Yeah. You walk down there eating strudels. Yeah.
No!
I think that's one of those situations you just keep it to yourself and move on. Like, nah. Not going to drop this bomb on breakfast.
The whole family's eating it.
Good thing Nick doesn't run the sperm clinic. Yeah. You put a lid on them. That way the strudel doesn't get inside. Yeah. Taint the batch.
But you're right. That little white bag you squirt on the strudels, right? Before you. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
All I heard was a little white bag.
All right. Oh man!
You know, you did the tomahawk chop there.
Yeah, insemination.
I think it was First Take was on, and somebody said, "Well, it's a seminal game." Alone in the house, out loud. I turn around. I just couldn't stop myself.
In honor of the Seminoles, they do it too down there in Florida State. Did you guys know Florida State was 8-0? I had no idea.
Yeah, they're
good.
Well, I knew.
Aren't they in the playoff?
Yeah,
they're fourth right now.
If the playoffs started today,
yeah, if they're fourth,
Florida State, Georgia,
Michigan, Ohio State.
It sucks they're not going to 12 teams this year.
This year,
that's going to be so cool.
I don't want to pay attention to this year at this point. Once your team's out, you don't care. But 12 teams, you could all have a shot at it, unless you're.
It's going to be so much better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they'll have on-campus playoff games. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. Thank God it is next year for that.
Yeah, I think it's the first two rounds of it are on the campus of the higher-seeded team.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then it's just the final three games are neutral site.
That's going to be something as soon as they start doing it. People are like, why hasn't this been happening for decades?
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you. All right. There was a guy, this 11,000-year-old – oh, hang on. I work with a lesbian. That's like saying you know a lesbian, you know.
Yeah, she's a great lady.
I work with a lesbian, great lady. Her and her wife both use the same sample to get pregnant at different times. This year, they got together with about 10 other couples with the same story. They all had a family reunion out in Maryland or something at a beach motel. Imagine 20 siblings you didn't know you had. Also, the same dude donated to a ton of lesbian couples. Right.
And they all get together?
They did that weekend, yeah. Yeah. Guy's name is Busting Groping Corpses Again.
Does the original donor get some sort of like throne at the front of the party to sit on?
He show up?
Yeah.
Right. Is he Vince Vaughn in that really kind of a bad
It's got to be weird because how do you even know everybody's name?
You're probably learning them that day.
Your kids are wearing name tags.
They all have brothers and sisters, right? Right. And the whole hotel's full with lesbians.
And these all came from samples?
Yeah. Yeah, they used the same sample to get pregant at different times.
Because I remember reading years ago.
So that guy must have been a stud.
How did they pick him?
If he had 10 couples or 10 or 20, God, pick him. He must have been the man.
Yeah.
Look and see how many kids the old blues singer Screamin' Jay Hawkins had. He fathered a lot of children.
But he did that the old-fashioned way, right?
He did the old-fashioned way, but then...
They all get together, and they're like 100 or something?
They found out about it. Found out about it, and this was maybe 20 years ago. They started doing reunions.
They did.
All the kids would get together because they all had the same father, and it was a big number.
He was a Rolling Stone, man, that guy. Yeah.
Well, it's not completely clear. Apparently, the low side is 33, the high side is 75.
Okay.
Wow.
Sean Kemp and Nick Cannon ain't got nothing on this
dude. Oh, yeah.
No, they don't.
Way more proliferate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, apparently, the record keepers were not real good, and, you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
and,
right.
That was way back.
Somewhere
in the day,
between 33 and 75 children.
Yeah, and they're probably getting together again next summer.
So, like,
hell, they're probably pretty old now.
Wherever he laid his sperm was his home. I love that line in that song.
I mean, I'm just thinking that's
one of my favorite songs, man.
That's a really high batting average for, like.
That's what I mean. Think about that. Because there are a lot of them that didn't take. So he was out there.
He was getting laid a lot.
Right.
And
he was a fertile Hawkins. Like, right.
What do you probably a third of the time he was getting somebody. Who knows?
Papa maybe, was a rolling bone.
Yeah. Right there.
Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien in the studio a little bit later on, and Aaron Weber's going to phone the program. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.